Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WBBM-FM and HD1 Chicago. Gabe and Nina. Weekday mornings. This is B96.
Happy Wednesday. Shout out to the Work Hard Be Good crew. We are Gabe and Nina specifically. Those that are out there today, this is a good one. I'm stumped.
Okay.
Maybe because it's hump day. Those that are stumped because it's hump day, but still are going to plan on working hard today. How about that?
Jeez. Yeah, you're almost there. And also just shout out to everybody that plans on spreading their goodness, because we need all of you right now.
Let's hope so. It is time for the top six at six in no particular order.
Number six,
yesterday, you know, sometimes when your daughter goes to bed, you go to bed. That's not to be honest, and I take that back. Because people always say when you have a baby, you're going to be so tired. And Nicole and I were having this conversation the other day. And I was like, to be honest, I think that was overstated. Only for me, because I work mornings.
Right.
So we're constantly tired. Kid, no kid, doesn't matter. So the feeling of being tired,
you're just used to it,
isn't anything new, right? So what I'm about to tell you is that I went to bed last night at 7:30.
Oh, my God.
But it isn't because I have a baby. I mean, I'm sure this has something to do with it. But I'm just tired. And I think that there's been days when I was just doing mornings where I fell asleep at 7:30 at night. So.
But you got to appreciate it's dark outside. You didn't know it was 7:30. Your body was tired. Shut down.
I just remember my daughter going to sleep. And then I looked at Nicole and I was like, maybe we should go to sleep.
Did Nicole go to bed too?
Well, we were supposed to watch a movie. We went upstairs to watch. Oh, my gosh. Have you seen this one yet? Hush.
Hush?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, man.
Is it scary?
It's, you know, I don't do scary movies. So we were going to do either Little Monsters, which is a movie about a kindergarten teacher protecting her students from zombies.
Okay. That's up your alley, though.
And that was a funny one, right? My kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then there was Hush, where it is about a deaf woman who is being stalked by someone in her house.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Right? Yeah. So we were choosing between the two of them. Neither one of them made it on the screen. Okay. We fell asleep.
How about not choosing nightmares? I don't know. Just an idea.
So anyways, if you want to watch the scary movie Hush on Netflix, there you go.
Number five.
Okay, I had a moment yesterday. I wanted to share this because it was such a light bulb aha moment. So yesterday, I was just kind of in one of those moods. It was a funk. I was feeling helpless. I just was like, I'm going to hide under my blankets because that's my new favorite thing to do right now. So I got up, I went downstairs to go check my mail, and there was a woman in my lobby and she was on the phone and I could hear her talking. She was speaking in Farsi. So I didn't understand what she was saying, but all of a sudden, as I realized that she's speaking in Farsi, which is my father's native language, he's from Iran, I felt this like, oh my gosh, it was like a hug. It was like a blanket. And when I got back upstairs, I was like, why did you feel that way after you were just listening to this woman's conversation as she's speaking in Farsi? And I sat down and was like, wow. Okay, being a multiracial person, you don't realize how, for me personally, I can't speak for everybody, how you need to take the time to feed your different cultures because it's a part of who you are. And my dad's not here and I don't have anybody, I don't even speak Farsi, but I'm used to always having it in my life.
Yeah.
And like the music and the food, and I haven't had any of that lately. So just hearing, I'm going to cry right now, just hearing, but in a good way, but just hearing that woman speak the language, I was like, wow, okay, all right.
Yeah.
I got that Persian food tonight, guys. I got to feed that part of my culture.
That's beautiful. I mean, what a, I want to say awakening. What an awakening.
It really was. And I wanted to share it just because if there's other people too that, you know, are multiracial, just got to think about feeding every part of you.
You're going to have everybody eating frijoles and dancing cumbia today.
Number four.
Number four today is, let's see, I got a bunch over here. Oh, okay, I'll start with this one. So, Saved by the Bell is back.
Yeah!
And I am an Xfinity mobile. I don't do Metro PCS anymore, do I? No, okay, good. I'm an Xfinity mobile customer, so you get free, or no, no, then I got their Wi-Fi. So I got their mobile and their Wi-Fi, and then they have this like little thing called Xfinity Flex, and it's the equivalent of a Roku.
Okay.
Where all the streaming services can go on that one thing.
What's it on this time? Is it HBO Max?
No, like, it's on Peacock.
Peacock, got it.
So, and that's where my story's going.
Got it.
Because Peacock is included in Xfinity Flex, which is the only reason I got it. I got it just to get Peacock, but I got it because,
yeah,
if you've been listening to the show for the last 6 months, the Premier League, which is Europe's, or excuse me, England's soccer thing,
uh-huh,
it's included in Peacock.
So I
got the Xfinity box just to get Peacock, and then I find out that Saved by the Bell's on there. This is a clip of the reboot.
Yo, mama. Sorry, Dr. Mama.
How do you think this year's gonna go for these new students?
I'm psyched. You look amazing. Your hair's fire.
My dad's also coming.
I don't care about your dad, Spencer. I just care about Zach and Kelly.
I can't wait.
This is something now that, like, the millennial parents can watch with their kids.
Of course.
And it's like, look, this is what mommy and daddy grew up on.
Mom and dad are going to be, the kids are going to try to watch episode 4, and mom and dad are going to be like, no, go to episode 7. Mom, you binge watched without me. It's going to be crazy.
Number 3.
Okay, I don't really understand this lawsuit, but Playboy is suing Fashion Nova for their Playboy bunny costumes. I was just bringing this up because I just wanted to feel like I wasn't crazy. Haven't there already been a million Playboy costumes? And what they're saying is that the one that Fashion Nova has put out is just too similar to the original Playboy costume. But when I was looking at the pictures, it looks like all of the Playboy costumes I've seen, like, my whole life.
Yeah.
So I was so confused.
I think it's because the companies that have created those bootleg Playboy costumes probably made $100,000. Fashion Nova, on the other hand, they might make $100 million.
That's true.
So therefore, I'd prefer the slice of that and be willing to go to court for that. So
they're just doing it to get their money.
Yeah, oh, it's always about the money.
Just wanted to clarify.
It's always
get the money.
Number 2.
Work hard, be good, get the money.
Exactly.
Number 2 story. There's, Nina, I literally have so many over here, but this one just seems like it fits for the Halloween week. Matter of fact, I'm going to change the music up on you guys.
Ooh, don't say it.
Yeah, I almost did. Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah.
So, and I saw the bottle of mezcal, sidebar. So this man went missing.
Okay.
And people had been looking for him for months. Then there was this guy in town who people went over to his house and noticed that there was a skull with some glasses on his mantle.
Skirt, what?
And everybody's like, dude, what's this? He's like, oh, no, it's just still a skeleton with a head. No big deal. It's Halloween.
Yeah.
Well, they tested that skull and...
Skull that's been sitting on someone's fireplace mantle for over a year has now been identified as a missing Morgan County man.
Oh,
in a Facebook post, District Attorney General Russell Johnson said the skull is now confirmed to be that of Junior Will McCann, who's been missing since September 2012.
Oh, my God. Are you not creeped out by the fact that you have, like, somebody's legit skull just chilling on your mantle?
With glasses.
With glasses.
It's like, let's not forget the fact that it wasn't just sitting there like a skull candy or something. He had the glasses.
Unbelievable.
And then they asked him where, you know, what they tried to ask him. And he was just like, oh, no. I just found these. This skull was just, laying around outside. And I picked it up and put it in my house.
Why would you pick it up, though?
Number 1.
You see a
Halloween
skull.
Decorations.
You walk right by. Yeah, I guess, right? It's free. Free's for me.
Oh, look at this.
No glasses.
I should put some glasses on it.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, here's this. There's a real argument to be made about taking cold showers. I figured it could
be great.
A wellness Wednesday. So maybe you've heard about this before, but apparently cold showers are the best for you, not only because it wakes you up, but it boosts your mood and actually helps fight against anxiety and depression because of the norepinephrine that's released in your body when you hit a cold shower.
And it's good for your skin. Tightens up your skin.
That's always a bonus. Yeah. Then it also relieves pain and inflammation. So if you've never tried it, take a cold shower.
I actually did this for a little bit, and I would say not even the whole shower to be cold, because obviously that's difficult to do. No one's really feeling that. But what they tell you to do is right before you get out.
Oh, like flash it cold?
So turn off your hot water, let the cold just hit you, and then turn off the water.
And then run out.
I almost said it again. Then it'd be scary.
There's a word we're avoiding this morning.
It rhymes with dookie, but starts with an S. B96, it's Chris Brown, Young Thug, will go crazy. It is time for TBT Throwback Trivia. This is where we ask you three questions about a movie, a song, and a TV show to find out how old school you actually are.
Get your phones ready. 877-591-9696. Come play if you know the answer to this question.
All right, this one's about a movie. In 2005, the animated film Corpse of the Bride. What a good movie. Did you ever see that?
I didn't. I was trying to picture it right now.
It's the one where Victor and Victoria's family have arranged their marriage.
Oh, yeah, of course, that one.
Well, Victor is played by the legendary actor who's played roles in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Pirates of the Caribbean.
Ooh.
He's the one that voices the role of Victor. But who is he, though?
Okay, if you know exactly who that is, call 877-591-9696.
Corpse of the Bride, 2005. Geez, 15 years ago?
I know.
But it's a love story, Nina. You would like it.
Aw, little corpse is falling in love.
All right, if you know the answer, call us up now. TBT next on B96. All right, you heard the question. It was in 2005. In the 2005 animated film Corpse of the Bride, Victor and Victoria's families have arranged their marriage. Victor is played by a legendary actor that's played roles in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Pirates of the Caribbean. Whit and Shanahan.
Yes.
Who is the actor that plays the role of Victor?
That would be Johnny Depp.
Mother
Johnny. Kicking it off.
Have you ever seen that movie, Whit?
I love that movie. Actually, the title is just...
Oh, wait, you cut out. It's what?
It's just Corpse Bride. Just the two
Corpse
words.
Bride.
There's no of the.
You know what it is? Is that I went to school and I have proper English.
So you just had to put it in there.
No, I'm just playing. That was a mistake on my
autopilot.
Part. Yeah, I appreciate you correcting me, Whit. All right, well, hopefully
no
I won't
worries,
have to correct you for these next two questions. This one is about a TV show. My life motto, my personal life motto revolves around this show. It came out in 2010 and follows a group of people through a zombie apocalypse.
Oh, yeah.
And they never run either. They only walk.
What
is the name of the AMC show with the infamous character Ricky Grimes?
What is it, Whit?
Would that be Walking Dead?
Whit, you like all these shows.
No, Nina, I got to correct them. It's The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead. I knew it was coming as soon as I said it.
He likes all these things with dead people.
I like you, Whit. All right, question number three. This one's about a song. It is not Halloween or spooky related, but in 2007, Whit, the Shop Boys wanted to make sure you were partying. And not just any kind of regular party. They wanted to make sure you party like a... Party like a what?
Party like a rock star.
You did right there.
Oh,
okay.
Whit earned his song today.
Oh, damn. I got to say.
Congratulations, Whit. You're
old
school.
Let me put this in the background and be like, go Whit. You old school. Got the same name as my kid who drools. That's crazy. I thought you were a girl, but maybe you cool. And both. I don't know.
I was waiting for Grandma Please to be put in there, too. But, you know.
I should have. Hey, wait, where are you headed to right now, man?
Bed. I work nights.
Oh, doing what?
My day is ending right now. I'm a instrument maintenance tech.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Got to make sure everything is ready to go in the morning.
Yeah. I fix all the little gadgets, gizmos. Yeah. They go, hey, something's broke. I fix it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You're that guy.
I like that, man.
That's important, Whit.
Well, get some sleep, Whit. I mean, got to ask you an old school question before you get out of here. Since you're good with those kinds of things, what was like your favorite toy growing up or something you used a lot?
Good one.
Oh, Transformers, baby.
Gosh, more than meets the eye. It's the Transformers. So I think we're all in search of the perfect night's sleep.
Oh, my gosh. Every day I pray for it.
Especially us that are up right now specifically. Because first of all, majority of people aren't up because they're not on the roads because they're working from home.
True.
So you being on the road, you get up earlier. Or if you're like Whit, you're on your way home.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably have difficulty sleeping. So yesterday we were talking about the benefits of sleeping with a silk pillowcase.
Did you get one?
I went to Target.
Yeah. Everybody else knew that silk pillowcases were where it's at.
Oh, my bad. Excuse me. I went to Target. Because that's where you go to get the silk one.
Exactly.
If you want the jersey print, you go to Target.
Hey, I love those too. Anyways.
We all have flashbacks of like our first sleepover with somebody from the opposite sex or the same sex.
Yeah, yeah.
With jersey. I'm saying with jersey sheets.
No. I'm with you right now going, yeah, yeah.
So I get the satin pillowcase. And I got to be honest, I hated it.
Really?
Yeah, I hated it. It just felt... I drool.
Uh-huh. So, I'm glad that you can admit that.
The water, you guys can't see me, but it's like I'm making the OK sign, and the O and the OK is the drool. And so the drool is like by my face.
So you slept in a puddle?
It's just like it's not conducive to what I do.
Right, because normally a pillowcase could absorb your drool. Yeah. This one just keeps it sitting there.
And then to be more like, I don't know, so you guys can get a deeper look into what I do. Like, I have a deviated septum, so more often than not, I use the pillow to push my left cheek away from my nose so that way I can breathe. Let me see if I can do it. Let me see. Did you guys hear that?
Oh, wow.
So Nina's watching
me.
The louder noise is when I literally pull my cheek away from my nose.
So do you breathe better when it's like that? Like, can you feel the difference?
Yeah, my gosh, I feel like I'm getting a bunch of oxygen.
Oh, wow. That's so weird.
Yeah, anyway.
Oh, my God, we're going to make that a video.
I know, right?
That's so weird.
the coolest thing is you guys can hear it.
Yeah.
So I need to get, like, I don't know, some surgery, I guess, on it. But the thing is, I use my pillow to push it away. Like, when I'm, you know, I push my face
Genius.
And I push it. But when you got a silk pillowcase,
you slide right back.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. I just
can't. Okay, so it doesn't work that well if you got a deviated septum.
Basically, sleep was not the best last night.
Man.
But I'm really interested in this copper pillowcase you're getting.
I got one. After we talked about this yesterday, if you're just joining us today, we learned, or at least I did for the first time, I'm late, I admit it, that copper pillows are good for your skin.
Pillowcases,
yes.
Yeah. For the that'd be a heavy pillow.
Knock myself out. That's how you sleep. But it's good for like wrinkles and your acne and then for your hair so you don't wake up with this frizzy mess and all that stuff. So I ordered one on Amazon. It arrives today.
Like it.
I'll sleep on it tonight.
Nina thought she was going to get a nice tan. So she bought a copper. Nah, that was a bad joke.
I see where you're trying to go.
I couldn't think of one fast enough.
It's cool.
But I'm just trying to think. If I were to see a copper pillow, is that something that, like, is that the 2020 jam? You should be an endorser.
No, I feel like we're late. I don't think this is new. I think we're late, but it's cool because better late than never.
Well, will it make me start going like this?
I don't know.
Everyone in their car should be saying,
okay,
poor Gabriel.
I'm going to do a up close zoom in on this situation.
Go follow us at B96 Chicago.
Yeah.
We're going to put it on our Insta story right now.
Whoa, so cool.
Coming up in just a second, one story that's going to give you anxiety and one story that's going to keep you nice and calm.
Oh, great.
One's about a bunch of rats and one's about a toy.
Mixed emotions.
Don't go ahead. All right, first I'm going to give you the part that could calm you down.
Emotional roller coaster. Everybody strap in.
Make sure you put your hands in the air when it goes crazy.
Woo! Gotta practice.
So,
okay.
They're coming out with adult Play-Doh.
Yes.
Didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you?
This is wonderful. Did you ever have those little stress balls, you know, at any point in your life, or like you'd make them out of a...
Man, I just grab a pair of socks and squeeze it. Didn't have a lot of money when I was a kid.
Well, that's a good one, too. We used to put like...
Make that up.
Well, you can. It is a good one. Like flour and balloons with water and you squeeze them. Anyways, Play-Doh makes me think of that.
Yeah. So they're coming out with adult Play-Doh because more Americans are more stressed out than ever. And because it was something that they did when they were younger, they want them to then be creative and kind of, you know, get in their own space, and Play-Doh can do just that.
I am with that.
Do you like the smell of Play-Doh?
I do.
I don't.
I love it.
I'm thinking back to...
I used to lick it, but I was really young at that time because it was like this like weird little salty thing. Yeah.
It was salty?
Yeah. That's really gross, I know, but okay. I'm just remembering my childhood.
Well,
there's
a ghost in here. Nah. If you guys want to meditate, that's what you want to look out for. Adult Play-Doh. Build yourself a nice little something.
Do you know where to get it?
Online.
Okay, just somewhere online. The World Wide Web. I'm going to find it.
Not for the anxiety part.
Oh, great. Okay, hands up.
So there's a guy standing on a New York street.
Uh-huh.
A sinkhole hits him.
Oh, no. Why, he's standing on it?
He falls into the sinkhole. He's trying to yell for help, Nina, but he can't. Why, you ask? Oh, it's so disgusting.
He's traumatized. He said he went straight down and he was just falling. But the debris was falling and hitting him in the head. So he's like, Mom, the rats down there were ridiculous. Like, he was like, they were so big and he was scared to yell out because he thought that they were going to go in his mouth. He's alive. Thank God.
Oh, my God.
He falls into the sinkhole and can't yell for help because they're all around his face and he thinks they're going to go in his mouth.
Oh, God. Okay, arms up. I need to stop screaming okay. So early in the morning.
First of all,
that's so gross.
Imagine how freaked out you would be if you fell into a sinkhole. First of all, you think the world is ending.
Yeah,
you're like,
think that's
what?
It.
What do you mean the floor, the street, the sidewalk? I'm waiting for the bus, and all of a sudden, and then there's so many rats.
Oh my God!
Michael Jackson's Ben starts playing in the background, and you just see him, and you, how can you, man?
I would be terrified.
I'd put on my phone. I pull out my phone and start doing a TikTok. I'd be like, this is crazy.
You go viral real quick. Oh, my God. That's really... Why was my back, like, shivering right now?
You're welcome. Get the Play-Doh and take care of your stress. It'll be all right. The phone number to B96 is 877-591-9696. That's what you got to call right now if you want to get out for Wake Up Wars and play against our reigning king, Anoop. What up, bro?
Hi, Anoop.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Oh, we're good. My favorite question is, how much did you study last night before you came on the show today?
Good one.
Absolutely nothing.
Oh!
Okay, got a cocky guy over here.
He's got arrogance. He just thinks he's got it like that.
I love it. Anoop, what would you say to your future potential contestant that's, like, driving in the car right now?
Get ready to lose.
Wow.
That's why I had him do that, guys, because I wanted him to rile you up.
You heard it.
All right, Anoop, hang on 1 second, man. I appreciate you hanging out with us.
So
guys,
funny.
You heard him.
Mm-hmm.
Anoop is on fire. He don't need no water. Anyway, I'm being silly today.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, so the phone lines are open, 877-591-9696. If you want to play Wake Up Wars, now is the time to call in to play against Anoop. And then at 7:05, we got the baby daddy checking. All that is next.
On B96.
Yes, it is. Gabe and Nina on B96, Chicago's new hit music. It is time for the baby daddy check-in. Two dad jokes, a baby update. So I was talking to my tenant yesterday, Nina.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, my condo in Humble Park.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, I was like, we got to talk about this heating bill because it is high. And she's like, sure, my door is always open. What the hell? Well, we don't got anything to talk about. I know why the heat goes so high. All right, so the baby daddy check-in is this. You know, I think it's always fun in games, and it is. I try to bring some humor and laughter to the world talking about my daughter and the highlights of parenting. But I also think it's important to remind everyone that parenting is extremely difficult.
Mm.
I think that more often than not, when we talk to parents or new parents, they talk about the joys of it. When you're about to have a baby, people talk about, you know, how great it is, how much love there is. And I think that not enough people really try to talk about how difficult parenting is. And this is specifically for my 15 to 25-year-olds.
Birth control?
Just because, I mean, I make it sound fun.
Right.
My little niece was at my house yesterday. She's 19. And you should have saw the look in her eye when she was asking my girl, Nicole, about pregnancy, about the baby, about childbirth. And I looked at her and I'm like, skirt, this is hard.
Yeah.
Like, it is very, very, very difficult. I mean, it is constant. It is nonstop. There's a ton of crying. I mean, so even though my Instagram pictures are cute and I sound so happy when I'm here, I mean, the reality is there are moments where it is difficult.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to encourage those parents that are out there that are going through difficult times, that you're not the only one. And I want to tell the young people out there that think that it's all just fun and there's just going to be Stormy and Kylie Jenner's out there.
Right.
And it's like, it really is difficult. So, hate to bring the room down.
No, but I also want to give you credit, too, because I'll tell you, Gabe has never complained about being tired. He doesn't complain about anything. Every once in a while, you get a little snippet. So, thank you for being honest.
I just tell Nina, I can't prep today. I got to go home.
And I'm like, got it.
Nina is very understanding at that moment. All right. Excuse me. I said question number two yesterday, too. Dad joke number two. So I went out to the pumpkin patch yesterday. And they had this really funny quiz up there. And it said, what do you get when you divide the circumference of a jack-o'-lantern by its diameter?
What?
Pumpkin pie.
Okay.
What do you get when you divide the circumference of a jack-o'-lantern by its diameter?
Pie season.
Pumpkin pie.
That's so funny.
I love math jokes. And I also love Wake Up Boys.
Yeah, we're about to play next on B96.
Waking up is already a battle. But now it's time for the war. Wake Up Wars on B96.
No one really looks forward to hump days, except when you're on B96 and listening to Wake Up Wars. And sitting atop the Wake Up World is Anoop on the north side. What's up, Anoop?
Nothing much. How's it going?
Oh, Anoop was ready for hump day. But is Destiny in Chesterton ready to take him on?
I hope so.
All right, well, listen, Destiny, you're on my team today. So we got to sit back and relax while Anoop makes all the decisions.
Go ahead, Anoop. Would you like to go first or do you want to let Destiny go?
I'll go first.
Destiny, hang on a second, okay?
Okay.
Anoop knows what to do, but in case you're just joining us, he's about to get a female-centered question, a male-centered question, and a Chicagoland question. Whoever gets the most right will win today and then have a chance to go on for their shot at breakfast. All right, Anoop, here is your female-centered question. Sugaring is a beauty treatment that does what?
Should have studied, bro.
Okay, how about this one, Anoop?
Just kidding.
Soccer's biggest tournament is a competition where every country can compete. This competition happens every 4 years. France won in 2018. It will be held in Qatar in 2022. What is the name of the tournament?
World Cup.
Now he's feeling confident again for the Chicagoland question. In the 1940s, Italian physicist and creator of the atomic bomb, Enrico Fermi, conducted the first sustained atomic fission reacted under the sports field of what?
Wait, time. Atomic fission reaction.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's acting like they know what this is. Conducted the first sustained atomic fission reaction under the sports field of what university located right here in Chicago?
University of Chicago.
Okay, Anoop. What did I just say?
Okay, Anoop. He knew what you said.
What did I say?
I wrote it. Anoop understood it. Perfect. Hang on one second, bro. That was actually pretty impressive. Destiny, first off, let me let you know that today's Wake Up Wars is brought to you by Culver's. Cook to order for you. Welcome to Delicious. And welcome to the second round, because Anoop did really good, actually. He got two questions correct today.
Okay.
Here's your first question. Sugaring is a beauty treatment that does what?
Scrubs the skin.
Question number two. Soccer's biggest tournament is a competition where every country can compete. This competition happens every 4 years. France won it in 2018, and it'll be held in Qatar in 2022. What is the name of the tournament?
The Olympics.
All right, let's get this last one. Let's try to get this last one right. In the 1940s, Italian physicist and creator of the atomic bomb, Enrico Fermi, conducted the first sustained atomic fission reaction under the sports field of what university located right here in Chicago?
University of Chicago?
Okay, Destiny. Everybody else understood what that question was, but me. Maybe it's because you're from Chicago, so you're used to hearing the atomic bomb fission Enrico Fermi. Wow.
Hey, Anoop on the north side. You did it, man. She only got one question correct, giving you the victory today. Good job.
Good job.
So what was sugaring? I need to know.
Okay, sugaring actually is, it removes hair. It's like a wax, but it's all natural products. I've never done it before. I'm trying it tomorrow.
Yeah, look it. This is perfect. None of us understood the first question. You didn't understand the last question. See where it's
okay, cool.
Yeah, you
balance.
Knew exactly what number one was. Question number two. Destiny, the World Cup is what is the tournament that we were looking for.
And then you, everybody knows this question. The atomic bomb, fission, whatever I just said, is the University of Chicago. What is that, though?
Which part?
What is the first sustained atomic fission? Like, what does that even mean?
Fission. So basically, you had to have a self-sustained nuclear reaction. So he was able to create it on its own, and it was going to be this big explosion. So they needed space. They needed to do everything. So that science that he was able to create by completing that, it was used to create the atomic bomb.
Whoa.
So, like, the dude is right here in Chicago.
Smart.
It's a crazy story. The dude's Italian. His wife was Jewish, so he left Italy in the 30s to avoid persecution and such.
Right.
So then he came to the United States. He was a really big scientist, helped America out with World War II.
That's so fascinating.
Trust me, when I was researching it, I felt just, I was equally as fascinated.
You
That's
can't tell me
question.
You don't learn things on this show.
Smarting, gotta go. We gotta go back to the dumb stuff. All right, Destiny, we'll take, Destiny, we'll talk to you later. Thanks so much for hanging out with us this morning,
Have
okay?
Have a great day, Destiny.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Have a good day.
And then Anute, man, one more victory and you got yourself some breakfast, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, brother, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, Anute, great job.
Thanks, guys.
All right, let's, hopefully we're gonna get that breakfast block tomorrow.
All right, we'll see. He's a smarty.
He is. So if you think you're smarter than a noob, or you know what an atomic bomb and a fission reaction is,
great.
Call tomorrow, 6:55. It's B96.
Break my heart.
Speaking of falling in love, Nina, how old were you when you first fell in love?
20.
Okay.
Like, real love. How many times did I think I was in love before that? Probably, like, every other month. So, but,
that's
like,
funny.
Real love.
I mean, it's funny because that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. When was the first time you fell in love? But more importantly, more specifically, I should say, can you be in love in eighth grade?
I know you thought you were in love in eighth grade. I think you can think you're in love in eighth grade, right?
And that's what we're asking. The phone lines are open right now. 877-591-9696. Tomorrow, we're going to have on a mom and a daughter. The daughter's in eighth grade.
Mm.
And she thinks she's in love. And the mom is not trying to have it. But there's one thing hovering over them that is not... She's not pregnant. Let's just get this out of the way.
Okay, don't worry about that.
The eighth grade girl's not pregnant. How about that? But there's an issue that they have. But we wanted to talk about it today. Can you be in love in eighth grade? 877-591-9696. Did you have a boyfriend in elementary school, Nina?
In my mind, I had a lot. I remember...
No. Let's talk about only real things.
Well, that's just it. Like, in first grade and third grade, there were two different Joeys, and I loved them. No, I never had a boyfriend.
Eighth grade, though. Let's jump to when you...
Eighth grade?
Already became a baby adult.
No. I had one in sixth grade, and then I didn't have one again
until high
school.
Did you love him in sixth grade? This is exactly what I'm trying to get to.
I thought, yeah. In my mind at the time, I thought I did. Joe Robert was his name, and he was my world.
Why'd you guys break up?
Because he liked my friend Lisa.
He didn't love you.
He left me. He didn't love me. But at the time, I definitely thought I loved him.
Okay. So you're saying in eighth grade, you cannot be in love.
I think as you get older, you learn it's a different kind of love. Yes. I'm going to say that. I think you can think you're in love in eighth grade, but as you get older, no, but you're not.
Okay. So eighth grade, no love.
Man, this is really complicated.
It is.
Back to all these people. Wow.
877-591-9696. I guess I think to myself, when I was in seventh grade, I used to date a girl named Jessica who was in eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I for sure thought I was in love.
Yeah.
To the point where, you know, we had a little jewelry, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, cute.
But then Jessica came to school one day with a chain from another dude. And I was like, what is this?
She
even like was honest about it. It was like, yeah, this is from another dude. And I was like, wait, I thought we were together. Clearly we weren't, because you know, when you're in elementary school, you got like your school boyfriend.
Right.
And then you got like the person by your neighborhood. So I lost out to the guy in the neighborhood. Anyway, I was crying. I'll never forget. If my sister's listening right now, she'll remember.
That's so
funny. Consoling me, Nina. A little crying little seventh grader consoling me. But then something happened between us that prove to me that you cannot be in love in eighth grade.
Oh, you don't think so?
I don't think so either.
I thought you were going to say you did.
All right, I'll tell you what happened, because we ran back into each other in high school.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
So I'm going to tell you what happened in our conversation, but I want to hear from you guys. 877-591-9696. Do you think you can be in love in eighth grade? We'll take your calls next. It's Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. I'm trying to remember how old I was when I first fell in love.
It wasn't this Jessica girl that we're hearing about who came to school with somebody else's chain.
Nina, I thought I was in love. And again, that's the question we're asking you guys. 877-591-9696. Can you be in love in eighth grade? Because tomorrow, a mom and a daughter will be on the show discussing their differences in opinions.
Yeah.
So this girl, Jessica, we run back into each other in high school. And I'll never forget, I was in my parents' basement. And we're chilling. She's laying on my lap. And she's like, damn, crazy, you're my first love. But at this point, I had already like dated somebody else in high school and was actually in love.
Oh.
So I was comparing the love that I had with the girl that I was dating in high school. Should I say her name? Starts with a V? Anyways, Vanessa.
Okay.
So then when I then hung out with the girl that I was dating in eighth grade and she was laying on my lap, she's like, crazy that we were in love. And I looked at her and I was like, you don't really think we were in love back then, do you? Now, mind you, we're in my basement. She's laying on my lap. And she's like, yeah, what do you mean? And I was like, well, we were young. We was in love. That was just, you know. And she's like, well, why are we here right now? And I was like, oh, because, you know.
We're just here.
We're adults.
We got history. It's
we're
cool.
Adults now. So wow. She started crying. I'll never forget. She started crying in my basement and everything. She left. And we never talked after that. We like, we're friends on like Facebook and stuff like that. But
man, heartbreaker.
After she showed up with a chain from somebody else, I'm the heartbreaker.
Damn
it. I'm scorned. All right, Dean on the north side. How old were you when you fell in love? Because Dean, you actually have been with your girl since then, right?
I was 14.
Okay, so almost eighth grade.
Yeah. It was in eighth grade, actually. I'm still with her.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Dean. So you're the guy that's going to go, yeah. So you were in
love. Ask him, Nina. Ask him.
You believe you can be in love in eighth grade.
Yeah, I believed I was in love in eighth grade. I mean, we've been together since eighth grade. We've been living together, actually, since eighth grade.
Uh-huh. How old are you, Dean?
I'm turning 30 in 2 days.
Okay, so they've been together for a while. Okay, let me ask you. I guess I have so many questions. But don't you think, like, your love was different from when you were, like Nina says, 18-year-old high school student to a 14-year-old eighth grader? Don't you think it was different?
Yeah, I mean, now I can tell, like, the difference. I'm like, why, like it's a lot different now that I have a house and kids with her. Now I can see the difference between like puppy love and, you know, actually being in love.
All right, so here's the most important question, Dean. Do you guys have kids?
Yeah, we have four.
Jesus, wow. You guys started early.
They did. You had all the time in the world. All right,
so let's say your little nanita, your little mija comes up to you and says, Papi, I'm in love. It's eighth grade. I'm in love. What you gonna tell her?
I'm gonna tell her, no, she's not in love.
Okay, that, Dean. Nina, oh my God. I mean, if that's not exactly what we're saying right now.
I love it. All right, what do you guys think? 877-591-9696. We'll take your calls next. It's B96.
Just for you.
Comes out Friday, so make sure you're on the lookout for that. But we are talking to you guys. I also want to know, too, Nina, like how old were you when you first fell in love?
Mm-hmm.
Was it eighth grade? I want to know that, too. You know what I'm saying? We'll take your calls next. 877-591-9696. Nina says 20.
That was when I fell in love. I'll tell you how I knew the difference.
All right, Nina, so why?
Because after my first the breakup in eighth grade or sixth grade, I think it was, Joe Robert, I quickly moved on to Tripper and it was no problem.
Tripper?
His name was Tripper, yeah. He was Nelson Johnson III, Tripper. Then when I was 20, when I fell in love, I knew it was a problem because I didn't get over that one for years. So for me, that one dug a little bit deeper. That's how I know. Dang it, holding on way too long.
Well, Brittany... tomorrow on the show, we're going to have a mom and a daughter on, and she's in eighth grade, and the mom's like, nah, I'm not having it. But there's one thing that's hovering over them we're going to find out tomorrow, but we wanted to ask you guys, do you think it's possible to be in love in eighth grade?
Brittany?
Yes, sorry.
You're mesmerized by my voice?
She's like, wow.
So why do you think it's definitely possible to fall in love in eighth grade?
I think it's possible just because of the fact is that my parents actually met in seventh grade and they actually fell in love the end of seventh grade, started dating eighth grade, and then have been with each other ever since. So they're going on about 38 years with each other now.
Oh my God. This is the second person we're hearing about.
Okay.
It.
First of all, that's beautiful, but that was also in like 1920.
Do you think that's why?
like back in 1920, you were married off at 13. So the fact that they were seventh grade, it's a little late for
Brittany's like, whoa, I'm not like 60, so.
No, I'm not.
Obviously, dating standards were different back then than they are now, is what I'm trying to say.
True, I agree with that.
Right.
And they're happy, Brittany?
Sorry, too. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, three kids. grandson now. And I, a funny story too, actually, I met my fiance in eighth grade.
Oh my God.
We really didn't start anything until about sophomore year, but have been with each other ever since. And we're getting married next year.
Congratulations, wow. High school sweethearts. Okay, great. What we're learning is if you didn't meet your love in eighth grade or high school, you're screwed.
Thanks, Brittany. Or you just shouldn't start dating them until later. Celeste and Joliet. So you said you can be in love in eighth grade. How old were you when you fell in love, Celeste?
I was in eighth grade, but have known him since third.
That sounds
okay.
Weird.
So third grade love.
Damn. So,
yeah.
So I guess my question to you is because okay, obviously we're all the people that have fell in love in eighth grade are calling in. No, all the bitter people aren't calling up. But my thing is this: would you let your kids fall in love or say they were in love in eighth grade?
I mean, I guess, you know, the more that they deferred me from it, the more I wanted it. So I guess I would be.
Okay. See, that makes sense to me.
Go learn your own lesson. Go be in love right now.
But even more so, Celeste is saying she was falling in love because her parents probably disallowed it. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it was like more.
Kind of made it exciting.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Our last one, Stephanie Romeoville. So you say you cannot be in love in eighth grade, correct?
I just think there's no way.
How old were you when you fell in love?
I was 17.
Okay.
Yeah. I will say this, and I've said this many a time, that teenage love is more pure than adult love.
Mm-hmm.
Because teenage love, it's unfiltered. You've never experienced heartbreak. You give your all in that moment. And then once you get your heart broken, the next time you're in a relationship or that you fall in love, you're guarded. You have a wall, air quote, wall built up around you, or you got to break this wall down. And like it's very rare that you give someone 100% again. You give them like 95%.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say a teenage love is just more pure, but I don't know if an eighth grade love is
the purest the of all of then. Actually, I Googled it while we're talking because I was curious to see what therapists would say. It says you can fall in love at any age and that's it. So cool. I still don't think so, though.
I mean, can I fall in love with a character on a television show? Yes. Is Kelly Kapowski my favorite from back in the day? Absolutely.
Mm.
But I don't know if I was in love with her. I wasn't ready to settle down and give her a ring and have kids and be married. Maybe. As I look in the air.
Crickets.
As I look in the air, maybe. Wait a second.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. Well, either way, tomorrow on the show, we're going to have that mom and that daughter on. She's in eighth grade. She thinks she's in love. The mom thinks she's full of it, but there's one thing looming over them like a dark cloud, and it's not that she's pregnant. Let's just put that out there first. But we'll find out what it is tomorrow. Make sure you hear 7:30 on B96.
Sean, Sweetie Pants Mendez right there on B96. He is such a sweetheart. He's been talking a lot about his new album, Wonder, because it's dropping in December.
Okay.
But he's been staying in Miami with Camila. If you follow either one of them on Instagram, you've probably seen this. But I thought this was so interesting because he opened up a little bit about the process of the album. And he said when he first got to Camila's house, right? He's like, what am I going to do?
Smoke the blunt.
I don't know if he did that, but whatever. He figured out how to make it happen. But he didn't think he was going to be able to even make any music. He just got there and was like, I'm just so uninspired. I don't know what to do. Like, normal life. I've been living in hotels, and now we get to stay here and have eggs and coffee together, and now I got to make music. So it's actually kind of fascinating, you know? When you're meant to do something, it's just going to happen no matter the circumstances.
Yeah.
So here it comes, Wonder, December 4th.
Make sure you look out for that. I'm sure that's going to be a great one. I wonder now if he can't be coming to Chicago trying to go on dates and eat and relax because they're shutting it down.
I know.
Big thumbs down from everyone.
It was a heavy day yesterday.
I just think it's funny that, you know, Lightfoot and Pritzker were once on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're at odds ends because of the restrictions that are taking in place. If you didn't hear, starting Friday, no more indoor dining.
Mm-hmm.
Can't have like 25 people, all that good stuff. I just, you know, I'll be honest. I told you I went to Happy Camper the other day. So that they'll do away with that. None of that. Can't sit down and hang out.
No, I know.
What do you think that's going to do to people's mental health, Nina?
I mean, I think that it's been a roller coaster since, you know, we had like a brief break, right? Where summer started to feel normal-ish, you know, just masks and all of that stuff. Yeah. I think we're going to feel it. I think we're feeling it. I think we're seeing it. And for a lot of people more than others, you know?
We've heard the phrase at wit's end.
Yeah.
And I think that, gosh, I just think about the darkness. I think about daylight savings happening on Sunday. I think about people have been like really toughing through it.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of really toughen it out.
hopeful.
And I just feel like in a couple months, people are just going to be like, I'm over this. But I will say this, keep ordering, man. Keep trying to keep these businesses afloat, because if there's one thing we love about the city of Chicago, it's food options.
Of course.
Restaurants. When people come here, you can take them wherever you want. So just a small little reminder to do that.
And it's looking out for each other, especially if you have the means. You can help people out wherever you're at right now. Just kind of look for opportunities to do that in a safe way.
And Nina's rich. She's going to give everybody
distance.
Money.
Distance.
He's Detective Gabe. She's Detective Nina. Together, they are the Lie Detectors on
B96. B96, let's welcome Lana to the show. Hey, Lana.
Hi, Lana.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. All right, so who do you think's lying to you?
I think my boyfriend is lying to me. I've been feeling kind of uncomfortable about it, but I had, like, really long hair, like, almost all the way to my butt. And I wanted to switch it up in the quarantine, you know? So I went and I got a haircut, and I cut it to, like, right above my shoulders, and ever since I got my haircut, I've noticed he's been acting weird. Like, when I go in to hug him, he's, like, hesitant. He's not as affectionate as he used to be.
Stop it.
Yeah.
How's he supposed to run his fingers through your hair as if there is none? Lana?
No.
Lana, do you have curly or straight hair?
My hair was straight.
So, did he say anything about it after you got the haircut? Like, what was his facial expression when he saw you for the first time?
It was just kind of like a blank stare. It wasn't like any type of smile or any type of... It was just like almost,
so he didn't notice it first, where you walked in, he's like, oh, babe, nice haircut.
No, he noticed it. He just didn't say anything.
Right? I mean, there's no way that he could miss that.
No. You definitely notice when your lady's hair is missing a foot. But I don't know. I don't know if he necessarily... I mean, that's harsh to think that he doesn't like it, though. I mean, because you said that he has said that he liked it, though.
Yeah, he said that he liked it, but I didn't believe him, because you believe what people show you, not what they say. Right. And he's just showing me that he's almost, like, repelled by it.
So why does it make you upset? Like, let's say he doesn't like it, then what does that mean?
Well, be honest. Don't lie about it. Just be for real. Be straight up. That's if you fair. Don't like something, express your opinion. You know, maybe if I would have known ahead of time that he wasn't really into it, maybe I wouldn't have done it. But I had mentioned it casually, like, oh, you know, I think I'm going to, like, switch up my hair and maybe trim it or, you know, do like a cut. And he said, oh, yeah, that sounds cool.
So he gave his opinion, like, go ahead and do it. I guess you just don't want to be a controlling man. But at the same time, if you see your girl's hair and it's, I don't know, you can really change the look of someone is what I'm trying to say. Like, if you go from long hair to short hair, I mean, you could really be like a totally different person. You know what I'm saying?
But you're the same person. She's just like freshening herself up a little bit.
But now she looks like a little boy.
She did not. Lana, I'm sure it looks great.
Lana, play. You sound tough. I don't want to mess with you.
If you don't like your toes, if you don't like your toes stuck, say you don't like your toes stuck. Don't lie and say, oh, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I see the bigger picture here, Nina.
You mean he shouldn't be lying?
It's more about the lying. It's more about just the whole thing. Well, actually, you know, Lana, yesterday on the show, we talked about this, and women were calling up like crazy, talking about different colors in their hair. This one girl, what was the girl's name, Nina, that she said that her man didn't like her hair?
Was it Natalie?
So she cut it even shorter.
Oh, no, it was Whitney. Her name was Whitney. She said, you know what? She's married now, so it worked out for them.
You never know what you want to do. But Lana, we do have a way to kind of get the truth out of him, because he might lie to you, but he's definitely not going to lie to us. So just hang on 1 second for me, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, guys, when we come back, Nina and I, what we actually did was we devised a plan to come up with a survey, right?
Exactly. We're going to see what he actually prefers. There's no way he can lie to us now.
Let's find out. Don't go anywhere, guys. In 3 minutes, Lie Detectors is on. And we're back just like that. Gabe and Nina, B96. Lana, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Lana used to have really long hair. She cut it to just above her shoulders. And now, even though her boyfriend says he likes it, she feels like she doesn't, which is an issue because she just wants him to be truthful.
Yeah, of course. And so we're just going to help her get to the bottom of that truth.
All right, Lana, hang tight, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Tony?
This is?
Hi, Tony. My name is Marsha. I'm at... and we're just doing a random survey to just find out different things that fellas are into right now. Do you mind answering a few questions for me real quick?
What's it for?
Yeah, we have an algorithm of all of these different websites that men have visited, and you popped up. We're offering a $50 Visa gift card just for participants. We're putting together a survey, you know, just in time for the holidays to help women find gifts and stuff for their man.
Okay,
great. So we're just going to go ahead. Really easy questions. I'm going to tell you about something, and all you're going to respond is whether you love it, hate it, or if you're neutral.
Okay.
Exactly. The first one, Tony, sporting events. Love them, hate them, or neutral?
Love them.
Great. Eggplant parmesan. What about that? Do you love it, hate it, or are you neutral?
What is it?
Eggplant parmesan.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever had it. Neutral.
It's very delicious. Next time you go to an Italian restaurant, I would definitely order the eggplant parm.
Egg parm.
Shoulder length hair on a woman. Do you love that, hate it, or are you neutral?
Hate it.
So you hate my hair.
Hi, Tony.
What?
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
This is actually Gabe and Nino from B96.
No.
Ridiculous. Tony,
I don't think this is
Latin
matter.
I don't. No.
No, you said you hate shoulder length hair. I asked you. Just be honest and straight up about it.
Tony, let me just jump in real quick. So the whole thing is Lana explained to us that she cut her hair a significant amount. And she said that you've been at the house saying that you like it, but the reality is you've been acting a different way. And then now we just caught you up saying that you hate that kind of hair.
I haven't been acting a different way.
Yes, you have.
No, you're beautiful. You can't even be
straight up about this. This is the problem. If you can't be honest in the little things, how am I going to trust you to be honest about the big things? This is a problem. It may seem like it's a small thing, but it's not.
Listen, like that, the way you're acting right now is why I'm not going to say exactly what I think, because you're all going to overreact. Like the way you're doing right now.
I'm not overreacting. You're lying.
No, you're lying.
You just said you hated short length hair. I'm just asking you about it because I'm frustrated. I'm just not being straight up.
Tony.
Your hair, the way it is, isn't what I would change. It wouldn't be my first choice.
Okay. So you know what, Tony? I actually appreciate you saying it that way because honestly, Lana just, you know, wants her man to like her new haircut. And there are ways to express that it's not your favorite look on her without making her feel too bad.
I didn't think I was doing that, but maybe I was. I don't know. I'm just saying... If you asked me beforehand if that was what you should do, I would have probably said no. But you did it, and the hair grows back.
I asked you your opinion. I said I'm going to switch up my hair. Like I'm thinking about like taking some of it off. You know, what do you think? That was your opportunity then to say, babe, I like your hair the way it is. I like your long hair. But you didn't say anything.
Guys, listen.
I didn't know you were going to take that
Lana,
much off.
So Lana, obviously you got your answer. I mean, he didn't like your hair, but what now?
I mean, I don't want to be with somebody that's going to be dishonest.
Come on.
You can't. I would really hate for people to break up over not loving the same haircut.
But what's next?
Yeah, I mean.
What is he going to lie about next?
Okay. Hang on one second, you two.
I just really don't want this to be the end. I just want them to find a way to be like, okay, next time you get a bad haircut, I'll tell you.
Anine, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think the issue is the hair.
It's something deeper.
I think it's something deeper. I mean, she's going hard on the guy.
She also feels like, there's some type of insecurity within their relationship.
And he was like, I can't even tell you how I feel because look how you're acting. I think that's what you really got to read between the lines there.
But she also wants her man to like appreciate her.
Damn, but I don't want you to yell at me in order for me to appreciate you. Why aren't you appreciating me? Oh, I'm sorry. I love your hair. 67%, Nina.
Uh-huh.
67% of people say that they can understand their dog.
Like their language? Like they're barking?
The other 32% of the people?
Yeah.
We're too embarrassed to admit. embarrassed to admit it. They're like, I don't want to sound crazy. I can understand my dog. Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
No, just say it. When I had a dog, I could understand him. I knew when he was hungry all the time.
67% of people say they can understand their dog. That seems like a lot to me.
I mean, you're with them all the time. You kind of start to know what their little gestures are and what they
need. I'm talking about the sounds that, like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, their voices.
I guess. Either way.
Do they have,
a guy loves his dog so much. understands his dog so much, has so many conversations with him, that he makes it a point to talk to his dog while he's at work.
Jakey boy. Daddy misses you, Jakey.
That's actually kind of cute.
Dogs are the best. They are so awesome.
Wouldn't you feel bad?
Yeah.
Jakey, daddy gonna be home soon. I'll give you big old kisses.
He's like, yay, daddy, yay. Oh, babe.
I don't know, man. That seems excessive, doesn't it?
What? To talk to your dog? I think it's cute. And you know what? Like, especially if the dog's home by itself all day, I'm sure he was really excited to hear from his daddy.
41% of people, Nina, say they talk to their dog more than their partner.
I can see that.
I can see that in older couples, you know? Like older couples that are talking to their dog that they love.
Uh-huh.
And then they just have barely shared two or three sentences with their partner throughout the day.
I mean, I think I could see anybody doing it. Come here, baby. Not you, you.
they ask the very important question. They say, why do people pretend to talk as their pets? Like, why do you give your dog that? Why don't you just talk to your dog in a normal way?
I've always wondered that because it's so funny. Every person has a different voice for their pets, too. It just, I don't know, it's more fun.
What was your voice?
Come here, Wesley. Come here, pup. Oh, you want a treat? And you always like, treats? Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, I had a little Shih Tzu. His name was Wesley. Oh, he was the best.
This is going to be fantastic. All right, the phone lines are open. 877-591-9696. Here's what I would love for you to do. Call in. Tell us what kind of dog you have, because we love dogs on this show.
So much.
And then we want you to pretend you're talking to your dog. We want to hear your dog talking voice.
Yeah.
Because clearly you don't talk to your dog like this.
Oh, my God. Do it. 877-591-9696.
Do your Chihuahua one again. Go ahead.
Oh, you want a treat? Come here, baby. You're so hungry. Oh, good boy.
I can't tell if you're talking to your ex or your dog.
No, that would be bad boy.
All right. 877-591-9696. Tell us what kind of dog you have, and then we want to hear your dog's speech.
What a good boy.
All right. Call us up now. It's Gabe and Nina, B96.
Jakey boy. Daddy misses you, Jakey.
Oh, my God. I do not want to squeeze that dog.
It's Gabe and Nina, B96. And we're asking you guys right now, Mary in Naperville. Oh. All right, Mary, what kind of dog do you have?
I have a Dalmatian.
Let's do it, Mary. Oh. How do you talk to your Dalmatian?
Oh, okay. His name's Georgie. So I call him Georgie boy. He's the beauty king. He's the most beautiful boy in the world.
And then he comes running and shaking his tail and is like, give me all the treats.
Husband and my kids are always jealous.
I was just about to say, I would be so jealous. I'm like, where's my song? What? How does this go? That's hilarious. Mary, do you have, so this guy, he was at work checking on his dog through like his little system. Do you have one of those?
No, actually I work midnight shift at the hospital.
Oh, perfect.
I'm home during the daytime. And so Georgie always has somebody home with him.
Lucky aww. Georgie Porgy.
Georgie has his song and his humans. Thank you, Mary. Love that.
Appreciate that.
Steven in Chicago Heights. Okay. What kind of dog or animal do you have?
I have a Chihuahua. His name is Chico. Toby.
Toby? Okay.
And every morning when I get up, he says, I love you. I love you.
And what do you say back?
Dog voice.
What do you say back?
When I say that, because he's a Chihuahua.
Oh, this is so aww. Cute. I love it. Thanks, Steven.
I gotta be honest, guys. You...
It's so funny. I have a friend that does this too. So this guy was able to talk to his dog because he has one of those little cameras inside of, the apartment so he can watch them wherever they're at. The first time I saw this technology, I was at dinner with some of my friends and she had a dog at home. She had a golden retriever. So she brought her phone out, propped it up at the dinner table so we could watch her dog.
Oh, wow.
While we were all eating.
Must-see TV.
I know you love kissing your partner, but what if you could switch it up and make it feel brand new? I'm about to tell you how you can do that with Nina at 9:30 on B96, all sponsored by Pepsi Zero Sugar, all the flavor, zero the sugar, giving you a gem for the journey. Today, I want to shake it up, help you have some fun at home. And I thought this was kind of cool when I read it. So if you have someone that you make out with all the time, try it this way. Science says to make it feel brand new, you kiss upside down. You kiss upside down? You ever do that, Gabe?
Nicole and I?
Yeah. Like intentionally?
I mean, there's times when, yeah, I mean, no, not intentionally. I mean, there'll be times where, like, I'll be on the bed watching the baby, and then she'll, like, come down, and she's watching the baby, and she'll be upside down.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Science says if you do it that way, it basically feels like it's different, like it's simulating a whole new interaction. And when I was reading this, I started thinking about, like, it was Spider-Man that was upside down and that hot kiss in the movie with Mary Jane.
But they were brand new.
Yeah.
That was their first kiss.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, for you, it won't be your first kiss, but it'll feel brand new.
The only problem is this. When you go to stick out your tongue, it's going to get weird.
That's the whole point. It's new. Awkward.
No. The other kind of weird. You're all behind her top tooth and she's behind your bottom tooth. It's just
a new mouth. Okay. Anyway, if you try it, please let me know. I'm really curious. So if you want to feel brand new, kiss upside down. That's your gem for the day. You're welcome. Weekdays at 9:30. Nina at 9:30 with Gabe and Nina on B96.
How was that? Did you like it?
I loved it.
Were you mad, sad, or laughing?
I'm listening back to it. I'm thinking to myself, what? Why did I say that one thing? But either way, guys, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Continue to listen to them because we're going to keep putting them up there. All right? It's Gabe and Nina, B96.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.